Warm up.
Dribbling. At the top of the key, I'm moving and grooving, popping and rocking. Why you bumping? Why you locking? Man, take this thumping. Be careful though, 'cause now I'm crunking, crisscrossing, flossing, flipping, and my dipping will leave you slipping on the floor while I swoop in to the finish with a fierce finger roll, straighten the hole. Swoosh. Josh Bell is my name, but Filthy McNasty is my claim to fame. Folks call me that 'cause my game's acclaimed, so downright dirty, it'll put you to shame. My hair is long, my height's tall. See, I'm the next Kevin Durant, LeBron, and Chris Paul. Remember the greats? My dad likes to gloat. I balled with Magic and the GOAT. But tricks are for kids, I reply. Don't need your pets. My game's so fly. Mom says, your dad's old school, like an old Chevette. You're fresh and new like a red Corvette. Your game's so sweet, it's a crepe Suzette. Each time you play, it's all net. If anyone else called me fresh and sweet, I'd burn mad as a flame. But I know she's only talking about my game. See, when I play ball, I'm on fire. When I shoot, I inspire. The hoop's for sale, and I'm the buyer. How I got my nickname. I'm not that big on jazz music, but Dad is. One day we were listening to a CD of a musician named Horace Silver, and Dad says, Josh, this cat is the real deal. Listen to that piano, fast and free, just like you and JB on the court. It's okay, I guess, Dad. Okay? Did you say okay? Boy, you better recognize greatness when you hear it. Horace Silver is one of the hippest. If you shoot half as good as he jams. Dad, no one says hippest anymore. Well, they ought to, 'cause this cat is so hip, when he sits down, he's still standing, he says. Real funny, Dad. You know what, Josh? What, Dad? I'm dedicating this next song to you. What's the next song? Only the best song. The funkiest song on Silver's Paris Blues album. Filthy McNasty. At first, I didn't like the name because so many kids made fun of me on the school bus, at lunch, in the bathroom. Even Mom had jokes. It fits you perfectly, Josh, she said. You never clean your closet, and that bed of yours is always filled with cookie crumbs and candy wrappers. It's just plain nasty, son. But as I got older and started getting game, the name took on a new meaning. And even though I wasn't into all that jazz, every time I'd score, rebound, or steal a ball, Dad would jump up, smiling and screaming, "That's my boy out there. Keep it funky, Filthy." And that made me feel real good about my nickname. Filthy McNasty is a mythical man-child of rather dubious distinction, always agitating, combinating, and elevating his game. He dribbles, fakes, then takes the rock to the glass fast and on blast. But watch out when he shoots, or you'll get schooled, fooled, uncooled. 'Cause when Filthy gets hot, he has a slammerific shot. It's dunkalicious, classy, supersonic, sassy, and downright in-your-face McNasty. Jordan Bell. My twin brother is a baller. The only thing he loves more than basketball is betting. If it's 90 degrees outside and the sky is cloudless, he will bet you that it's going to rain. It's annoying and sometimes funny. Jordan insists that everyone call him JB. His favorite player is Michael Jordan, but he doesn't want people to think he's sweating him, even though he is. Evidence? He has one pair of air.